Good morning. It's 7:10 a.m. Friday, June the 30th, 2017. I've been up since 3. The younger daughter is off to L.A. She should be. Actually, I should be in the air by now. The flight boarded at 6:30, which meant she needed to be at the airport by 5:30. I was a little nervous that Friday before a long holiday weekend, that might not be early enough, but that was when we got there, and I got a text from her a little while ago that she was at the gate without any problem, so... I had to drive back. So I came back, pick up the wiring harness for my recording, and here I am. I am hungry. I ate at 3, but I'm used to eating every 2 hours. 3 at the outside. And I had breakfast at 3 o'clock. I had first breakfast. My toast and peanut butter at 3. And I can't really rattle around in the kitchen when I get back, unless my wife's awake. If she's awake, all bets are off, and I'm going to fix breakfast. But I got some yogurt and berries I can have. A cup of yogurt, half a cup of blueberries. I really need to add a few carbs to that. I'm not quite sure how. More toast and peanut butter, maybe. The problem is that most of the carb choices that I look at in the morning are basically cheese, other forms of dairy, milk, like yogurt, like I suppose quinoa. I really like oatmeal this morning, but I don't want to wait for it. I suppose I could do quinoa and egg beater. Throw a little cheese on it. But I am, as you could probably tell, I am hungry. My stomach is saying, yo, dude, that's been a while. Did you forget? So yesterday I had a dentist appointment. I had a filling. It literally took longer for the Novocaine than it took for the filling. I was out of there in 18 minutes. Which is a far cry from the 30, 40 minute appointments that I'm used to. I also had to toss my old pal, the Sonic screwdriver. A Philips Sonic here for I don't know how long, many years. And it finally succumbed to the dreaded beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep, beep. I'm not exactly sure why that happens, but from everything I've read, it's the only real solution is to angst over it or toss it, because apparently there is no fix. I did try the reset for 30 seconds, and then it went beep 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 again. So I unplugged it and tossed it. We're back to old school manual toothbrushes in my bathroom, which honestly probably makes me pay more attention to what I'm doing. So, let's see what else. It's clouding over. When I came out, it was only partly cloudy. There's just a few clouds here and there. It's getting the last 30 minutes. It's become almost all overcast. A lot of bird action this morning. I've heard a lot of birds this morning. I'm not exactly sure if I'm more aware of them or just today's a busy bird day. It's a robin holding forth here. There were a lot of doves and stuff when I started out. Of course, half an hour ago. I did watch the sunrise this morning as I sped northward on Route 85 from DIA. Actually, I think the sun was coming up at, well, I was still on Tower Road. But it was pretty dramatic. I almost pulled over, took a picture of it. The sun peeking out behind just a little narrow band of dark clouds. It gave everything an interesting light. It's quite dramatic. It must have rained last night. There's water on top of this junction box here. And there were puddles along the road. Field of purple thistles out here. It's beautiful. It is closing in. I don't know if it's going to rain today or not. I don't know what the weather forecast is. I always forget to look. Unless it's something spectacular that gets brought to my attention. So today's the last day of June, and I have to set up my July calendar. I've got a lot of stuff I need to get accomplished in July. Say it with me. One post. I've got to get... It's the first month I'll be eligible to enroll in Medicare. I've got to renew my passport. I need to finish Suicide Run because I want to be able to throw that over the fence too. To Karen, just in case something happens on her August calendar, which is really full right now, has a hiccup. So I'd like her to have it. Which means I need to get it done in time for beta readers to read and feedback to come in and all the rest of that. Oh, wow. Spruce. It was very strong back there. I was walking under some spruce trees. The aroma was spectacular. Oh, they got their little garden back together. How cool is that? With a rabbit fence. That was unexpected. I frequently, you know, try to check in with the scents, the smells, the sounds, the sensations. I won't talk about the taste at the moment because what I taste is not worth sharing. I need more coffee, I need more food. I think I mentioned at least one of those already. Anyway, I try to check in with all of those other senses just to, as a matter of being in the moment. So hitting that when I didn't really expect it was a treat. A little treasured nugget. But that sort of reinforces my assessment that we did have a little bit of rain overnight. There's a dampness in the gutters. But to be fair, there's often dampness in the gutters because of the sprinkler runoff. But anyway. 4th of July weekend is underway. The Stampede started earlier, the big, one of the last big money rodeos in the country, right here in Greeley, Colorado. Greeley Stampede. There's fireworks pretty much every night. Ooh, there's a Buick that got left out in the hail. From Wisconsin. So there's fireworks about every night around 10 o'clock. You hear them bang, bang, bang. Well, like, yeah, if you're awake, if I'm awake, I will hear them. I am not. Typically, I'm not awake at 10 o'clock. I particularly won't be awake at 10 o'clock tonight unless I lay down and take a nap here when I get back. I'm already a little rubber-legged and bobble-headed from a short night. I did go to bed early. I went to bed at 8:30. So waking up at 3 was, you know, 6.5 hours sleep. That was pretty solid, so I didn't take a long time for me to drop off. It doesn't usually. I'm usually able to fall asleep within a minute or two of hitting the bed. I have a little routine that I go through to help me focus and do a little mind dump. Because I also do my journal, my bullet journal at the end of day. So, you know, I'm sitting there and I do the bullet journal. And once I do the bullet journal, I know I'm going to bed because it's the last thing I do of the day. Okay, everybody figure out where you're going. Because I'm not crossing the street until you guys are out of here. So yeah, I always do the bullet journal last thing of the day. My toast of peanut butter when I wake up. Check my glucose. Which is a little high this morning. Not vastly high, given what I kind of expected. The overnight is hanging right around 140, 150. Occasionally I'll get up at 135, but the accuracy of the meters are it's not exactly what one might expect. You stick your finger in the hole and it gives you the same result every time. No. I think the margin of error is like plus or minus 20 points, which makes accurate measurement a joke. Yep, look at that. It's pretty much socked right in. I'll be damned. I'm looking off to the east. It's really filled in. And nothing was here when I took the picture this morning. A Mini Cooper, number 37. I'm not exactly sure why number 37. Well, there it is. Oh, I'm almost back. Yogurt and berries. It's the most interesting thing I can eat at the moment that doesn't require me to bang pots in the kitchen. Okay, well, it's not going to break 20 minutes, but it's close. Because here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.